Hey everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Run to the Top Extra Kicks Daily Podcast. I am your host, one of the coaches here at Runners Connect, Hayley Munn, and I hope you guys are all staying safe and well. I hope that you're finding ways to stay sane and keep up a routine during these difficult and challenging times. In this series of episodes, I've been giving you some advice relating to training during these challenging times during this pandemic. I hope I've answered some of your questions that you have, but if you have any other questions that I haven't covered yet about how the coronavirus is affecting your training and racing, training and immunity, things like this, please email them to Hayley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, at runnersconnect.net. And I will do my best to help you out with those, my best to answer your queries. This podcast is about maintaining the immune system whilst you're training. A lot of people worry that hard training is gonna suppress your immune system, so they're worried about keeping training throughout this time. But please be reassured that the fact that strenuous training lowers the immune system, lowers your immunity, has actually been disproved more recently. And exercise on the whole and doing something like running that gives you a mental or physical boost is actually going to be positive for the immune system. A caveat there, that's as long as you're not overtraining and underfueling, these things are definitely not good for the immune system. But there are things we can do to make sure that our immune system is maintained in the face of our training. And it's things we can do with our diet. It is things we can do with our sleep. And it is things we can do around the type of training we're doing and how we're recovering from it. Now, the immune response requires a lot of energy. So the quality and quantity of your diet is going to be super important. If you have a deficiency in a macronutrient, so that is carbohydrate, protein, or fats, that's likely to be a problem for your immune system. Similarly, if you're in a calorie deficit, that's going to be a problem for your immune system. So now is not the time to try to lose weight. If you are training, make sure you're getting enough energy to support the training that you are doing. Being in an energy deficient state has knock-on effects on your immunity, and it's not going to work as well if you do get sick. And also, a quick word on things like low carb diets, or you know, if you're not getting quite enough protein, these things, or even a low fat diet, these things, a deficiency in any of one of these macronutrients that the body needs, protein, fats, and carbs. If you have a deficiency of any of those, you're likely not going to be giving your immune system the best chance to work. This is especially true if you have made that change recently. So now is not the time to adopt a low carbohydrate diet. It's not the time to suddenly decide that you're going to follow a low fat diet. You want your immune system to have everything it requires to work at its best. Protein intakes, let's try and keep these between 1.2 to 1.7 gram per kilogram. That's important for the immune system, which requires many different proteins to be made for functioning. And those with a protein deficiency do see immune system decreases. You don't need to go mad, but if you are following something like a vegetarian or vegan diet, just make sure that that high quality protein is still in there. Okay, so as well as a deficiency in the macronutrients, any micronutrient deficiencies, so that's your vitamins, your minerals, any deficiency there is not going to help your immune system either. So make sure that you are covering all the bases with your diet. You're getting a varied diet. You're not cutting out food groups unless you have a medical reason to do so. You're getting many different portions of fruit and veg of different colors per day. Vitamin D deficiency particularly has been associated with an increased risk of upper respiratory tract infections. So monitor this if you can. I know companies are offering like fingerprint blood tests now. And if you can get one of those, it is useful to check your optimum because it's likely there isn't any benefit to supplementing more if you are optimum. But if you're deficient, that's definitely going to not be good for your immune system. So I've had it said to me by a doctor that actually in the winter, we should all take a vitamin D supplement because we're likely not getting enough from the sun, which is our main source of vitamin D. It's very hard to get from the diet. So taking a supplement with vitamin D is probably going to be a good cover your bases type thing for the winter months, especially during this time when we all want our immunity to be functioning really well. Okay, so vitamin C as well. I'm sure you've heard the links between vitamin C and immunity. And certainly analyses of studies, many different studies, show a 50% decrease in upper respiratory tract incidence when taking vitamin C. Quite high doses, actually 0.25 to 1 gram per day. I'm a big believer of trying to get things through foods. Do make sure you're including your brightly colored fruits, your citrus fruits, peppers, berries, things like this. If you don't think you're getting quite enough, vitamin C is a pretty safe supplement to take as long as you follow the instructions on the supplement. There is some recent evidence that probiotics, which are live bacteria, and they, through taking those, you're increasing the levels of what some people call good bacteria in your gut. This has been shown to shorten the duration and severity of some upper respiratory tract infections. So if you take a high quality one of those with plenty of live bacteria, some studies suggest this can shorten the duration of an upper respiratory tract infection by 2 days. So that's a sign that it's decreasing how bad these things are. So a probiotic it's not going to have any negative side effects when taken as directed on the pack. So it's kind of a safe thing to take. It may have some positive effects. So it's not all dietary related, although it's hugely important to have good nutrition, get everything you need from your diet. But there are other things we have to consider when looking at immunity and training. As I say, overtraining is not good for the immune system. Now is not the time to thrash yourself with training. Just because you might have plenty of time to train on your hands, it's not the time to suddenly massively increase your training. I would actually suggest avoiding glycogen depleted sessions right now because especially if you're not used to them, because there is some evidence that these may result in at least some short-term immune suppression, and they're probably going to raise levels of stress hormones, which do actually suppress the immune system. So make sure you're fully fueled for your training right now. Similarly, it's probably not a good idea to go to the well or exhaust yourself with super long or hard training sessions. But we know that these are actually just the icing on the cake of our training, and actually we don't really need to do these very often. So actually, if you're following rules for good training and healthy training, you don't really have anything to worry about in terms of training suppressing your immunity. If you're training healthily, which we should be doing all the time, then training is going to be a good thing to do right now. Of course, if you do start to experience any symptoms, be super careful. And I would be, in this time, any sort of symptoms you get, I would be super quick to stop training and rest, or just exercise lightly instead, because you don't know what it is you've got. And we want to be over cautious in this time. So don't train when sick. That's a big one here. And do know that psychological stress can suppress the immune system as well as physical. So I know a lot of you probably find this time really stressful, and I definitely am. And this especially applies if you're someone who's really busy right now, like if you work in a healthcare role or your job is more busy than usual for any reason and you're finding this very stressful, it's probably time to kind of take the physical training down a notch for a bit, just because these psychological and physical stresses go into the same overall stress bucket. And if you overfill the stress bucket, if it overflows, that's going to lead to immune system suppression. These stresses just add on top of each other. They're not in different stress buckets. Kind of like to think of stress in a bucket, something that can overflow, and kind of gives you a good idea of how all these things kind of come together, and that we have a certain tolerance to them, and above that our immune system and other systems can be impacted. Finally, as always, sleep is important. Get 7 to 9 hours if you can. I know this can be hard right now with the anxiety, and I personally hate it when I see experts saying, get more sleep, because I want to shout, yeah, I would if I could. Because anyone who's suffered from insomnia knows that the worst thing to be told is just how bad less sleep is for you. So I'm not going to harp on about that point. I'm just going to say that if you're not getting sleep because you're staying awake on purpose, or you're doing things that will disrupt your sleep, like having caffeine too close to bed, having a lot of alcohol too close to bed, just staying up for any reason, or not sticking to a regular sleep-wake cycle with the disruptions to our routine, then please stop and get the sleep instead if you tried, if that makes sense. If you're someone who struggles to sleep and has insomnia, especially during these anxiety-filled times, please don't worry about your lack of sleep, because I know that's easier said than done. But I saw a study, which I actually love because I personally struggle to sleep, that says actually people who struggle to sleep but don't worry about it don't actually experience these negative side effects of not sleeping enough. It's the worry about the lack of sleeping that actually makes things worse. So if you can't sleep, the best thing you can do is relax about it. Focus on relaxation, mindfulness, and meditation instead, and do what you can. Have a good sleep hygiene routine, nice quiet bedroom, earplugs, mask if you need it. I mean an eye mask there, not a face mask. Can't probably get too many of those right now. Definitely can't in this country. Avoid caffeine. Maybe if you're struggling to sleep, avoid caffeine from like 12 lunchtime if you can. You know, like that can stay in the body for a while. Don't drink too much before bed. Stick to regular sleep-wake times. Get some exercise early in the morning. These things will help your sleep. But beyond that, please don't worry about it, because worrying about stress of sleep, lack of sleep is worse than lack of sleep itself. Cool. I hope that's helped some of you guys. And I also hope that the reassurance that most of these previous studies about strenuous training leading to decreases in immunity have largely been disproved in the last couple of years. That if you're not overtraining and you're not underfueling, then training is not proven to suppress your immune system. I hope that provides some reassurance. And in fact, I strongly encourage you to keep up your training routine in these uncertain times. Cool. Look forward to speaking to you again soon, guys. Hope you enjoy your day today, whatever it is you're up to. Thinking of you all my listeners, and yeah, look forward to speaking to you again soon.